You're listening to SBS News.
After weathering a wave of protests and Western sanctions last year, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko is facing renewed pressure. More world leaders are condemning his leadership for diverting a plane to arrest opposition journalist Roman Protasevich. In his first public remarks since the Ryanair flight was redirected, Mr. Lukashenko hit back at countries, accusing him of air piracy.
Our ill-wishers outside and inside the country have changed their methods of attacking the state. They crossed numerous red lines and also limits of reason and morale. It's no longer just an information war, it's a modern hybrid war, and we need to do everything to prevent it from spilling into a hot conflict.
Belarus has been subject to sanctions from the EU and the US since Mr. Lukashenko's crackdown on pro-democracy protests after he won an election which his opposition and the West dispute. But his decision to intercept an international flight in Belarusian airspace has brought on calls for more serious action. Some of the calls have come from the country's exiled opposition leader, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya.
Now I call on the European Parliament to make sure that the reaction of the international community is not limited to the Ryanair flight incident. The response must address the situation in Belarus in its entirety, or we will all face such situations in the future, as Lukashenko is turning my country into a North Korea of Europe, non-transparent, unpredictable, and dangerous.
Belarus opposition leader Pavel Latushka says citizens in support of democracy have never been more united, as the opposition plans to stage a new phase of anti-government protests.
Along with the seizure of power, the international terrorists took the whole country hostage, all 9 million Belarusians. But since the plane was hijacked, not only are all Belarusians in danger, but also citizens of other countries. No one can feel safe until we all stop the terror. We must act.
The German government condemned Belarus on Wednesday after Mr. Protasevich was shown on state television confessing to organizing demonstrations. German government spokesman Stefan Zeibert.
I could add to what the Chancellor has already said, that we condemn in the strongest possible terms the Belarusian rulers' practice of parading their prisoners in public with so-called confessions, with the traces of beatings or abuse covered up with makeup.
While Belarus denies it mistreats detainees, rights groups say they've documented hundreds of cases of abuse and forced confessions since last year.
Mm-hmm.
Watching her son's confession, Mr. Protasevich's mother says a doctor who saw the video pointed out marks of strangulation. She says her son is obviously being tortured in prison.
I simply plead with all the international community. I ask all journalists, please, please report on this. Please help. Please call on all society. Yes, it is just one journalist, a single person. But please, world, stand up and help. I beg you so much because they will kill him. They will kill him.
While US President Joe Biden will discuss the incident with Russia at a summit next month, the White House says it doesn't believe Moscow played a role in the incident. Reflecting on the trip his son never came home from, Mr. Protasevich says Roman's two-week holiday was meant to be a rare break.
It was his first holiday in 3 years and he did not want to go, but his friends simply forced him to go in order to rest and switch off. He spent holidays in Greece and also went to Cyprus. He was in Greece and was coming back. We did not know exactly when. It never occurred to us that flying on a European Union plane from one EU country to another, something like this could happen.
Last year, Mr. Protasevich was working for a Warsaw-based anti-government news organization called Nexta. Its founder, who is also Mr. Protasevich's friend, says no one could have predicted the nature of Sunday's events, but his friend had let his guard down.
He was always in a good mood, and of course it's a pity that Roman made such a mistake, because we discussed in the chat that it was not worth flying over Belarus, because Belarus is a Commonwealth of Independent States country. It's unsafe, and at any time the plane can be stopped and landed. But unfortunately, Roman's colleagues say that recently he relaxed a little, not feeling a threat, but unfortunately
Suddenly, the threat came from where they did not expect.
Nadine Silva, World News.